The heart and soul of archetypal somatics is through inner work. We enter soma and discover what's there, what's been hidden, and what wants to emerge right now so that it can be held by our conscious awareness. Join me for one-on-one coaching. You can also find other coaches on my website, and let's journey together. Hi, I'm Melissa, and you are listening to the Synchrosoma Podcast. Learn about archetypal somatics, a new modality for working deeply with symbol and soul through soma. You can find a lot of info about courses and coaching with me in the show notes of each episode. Find me at synchrosoma@gmail.com and at synchrosoma.com. Now let's dive in. There are so many of these episodes now that I know I'm repeating myself a lot, and I'm coming at certain topics again and again, maybe from a little bit of a different angle, or I'm, you know, reminding you of other episodes to go back and listen to add to this idea or theme that we're talking about. And so hopefully it feels like, you know, a check-in, like these 15 minutes you get to come in, listen to an idea that you've maybe already been working with or know about, but you are considering what I'm saying. Maybe there's even some things that you don't quite agree with, but you're adding to the conversation through responding to your, you know, in your journal or talking to me about it if we're meeting in sessions. And we are having this podcast be a way of feeding the process and feeding the conversation. That means that we are in a circle. We are together in this work. We're working with some important magic around how to deal with the problems, how to deal with the darkness, how to deal with what's wrong, you know, with our life or the situations we're in or dynamics we're in. And the attitude is commitment. And recently I was talking to someone about how there's a point for a lot of people in shadow integration work or when looking at the darkness where there may be a forfeit. Like, yeah, I've done enough. I don't want to do that. Or it just gets to a point where I have to own something so uncomfortable that I'm not willing to go any further. And that happens. And it may happen for just a day. It may be like, come back and revisit it later, especially if it's something that, you know, points to a crime you committed or something behaviorally that you did that is really hard to look at. Because it's easy to see that in other people, right? Crimes they committed, you know, atrocities, like there it is over there. But when I really notice that I'm doing something, it requires taking a deep breath, stopping talking, receiving the shadow awareness, you know, dropping into it, stopping the defenses, stopping the denials and dealing with it. And so this brings us to the idea of commitment. Committing to your life as a work of shadow integration, of attending to your karma, your stuff, your issues, committing to yourself. And commitment is a choice. So we can choose to not do that. We can even with awareness bracket or avoid something for a while. Like, I'll come back to that. And that keeps us in commitment instead of forfeiting or, you know, giving up. That's a warrior act. And in Toltec shamanism, they talk about this. This is an act of bravery to commit. And this is one of the reasons why in the book King, Warrior, Magician, Lover by Robert Moore and somebody else, I can't remember his name, the one who commits to marriage or relationships long term is not the lover. It's the warrior. And if you just let that sink in, I won't have to go into details about that. The lover is almost like a solo act, you know, acting out my love for things. The warrior sticks with challenges. And so committing to this work is a mature act of willingness to go into my own underworld content, the darkness, all that stuff, and stick with it. There's nothing wrong with giving up. There's nothing wrong with forfeiting. There's nothing wrong with putting it aside, avoidance. All of that's fine. A lot of it is coping. A lot of it is just kind of saving face or image. Like I don't want to actually own up to some of this darkness, because then it'll mean I'm not as good as I thought I was, and that is painful for me to see, but I don't want anybody else to know that, you know, that kind of thing. All of that's fine. You know, shadow integration and working with the darkness is not for everybody. And it's good to kind of sit back and look at that, because if you're out there forcing yourself to grow or something, there's a good chance you're bypassing some stuff. And you know, this is why I talk about radical self-care and making sure you're having a self-care practice, a gratitude practice, you know, these aspects of inner work that we don't talk a lot about in shadow integration, but really important to be doing self-care. Handmade life, self-care, you know, these kinds of things are very foundational. You know, none of this is like news. This is like the way human beings have been living and being for ever, until I would say the agricultural revolution, industrial revolution. Somebody was talking about the technological revolution recently, but these things where consciousness was sort of taken over by a collective idea, like let's do agriculture. Let's stop hunting and gathering and let's like follow the herd. Or, oh, that's funny. As I said that, I looked out and I saw a wild turkey. So when we did that, when we stopped doing kind of what was more natural to us, we started to have a few missing pieces, some blind spots. And then, of course, you have like all these so supposedly smart people making like their brand new modality idea. Like, there's some really weird ones out there with false gurus running it, you know, like use this weird mathematical configuration to find out what archetype you are. I mean, it's not necessary. You know, we all have all of the archetypes. Some of the ones that work through us personally right now are up and active because they're helping us with our journey and attending to our karma. But like all this, none of this is news. Like sleep, we have to sleep. Self-care, we have to do that. You know, exercise. I mean, it's so funny that there's just like these massive industries built up about how and when to eat and how and when to exercise. We're literally talking about instinctual stuff. It's almost like because we lost our instinct in the agricultural revolution and we started like planning, that we lost the natural awareness of our body and our states and how to rebalance. And that's really what self-care and doing all this ancient wisdom is about. You know, shamanism is ancient and exercise is ancient. It's just the way human beings roll. So we don't need to reinvent the wheel on how to be. It's all been decided. So self-care, handmade life, these kinds of things, gratitude, that's like giving, like when you raise your hands up to the sky in an open gesture of thanks and gratitude, it's universal awareness. Like, I'm grateful that I have this life and this reality. If you don't do that, if you don't have any gratitude going or running, particularly gratitude for the shadow stuff, gratitude for my petty tyrants. Go listen to the Best Enemy episode on more on petty tyrant. There's so many turkeys out there. One, two, three, four, five, six turkeys. So this is what we want to do. We want to have like the basic foundation that supports our shadow integration practice. And then because we're warriors, we want to commit like no wishy-washy, like, oh, it's getting too hard. And if that's you, if it's getting too hard, quit. That's fine. That's fine. But if you're here, if you're sticking around, commit to it. That means, you're getting your entertainment through inner work more than, I don't know, shopping in catalogs or something. I don't know what people do to distract themselves in this reality. Clearly I'm totally distracted by the turkeys. Go hang out in nature, get into the natural world, make that be your respite, your renewal. I teach something called the death practice in my work with clients, and you can probably imagine a little bit what that's about. It's also, ancient technology, how to encounter and work with death, keeping death on our shoulder. Listen to the death episodes. There's like five of them. They're the least listened to episodes. People listen to the death episodes the least, which is funny because the death episodes are all about making life better. So that's shadow for you. Like, it's creepy to think about death, right? So I don't want to go there. So anyway, all of this week is to gather your warrior energy, your chi, to committing to your practice and your process and your doing the work, to make the commitment to when you are staring some of that darkness in the face that you haven't wanted to look at, dark mother, darkness that is just so hard to be with, the trolls, the monsters. Listen to the Lotuses and Monsters episode. When also listen to the Giantess episode. That's a really good one about the benefits of shadow and shadow work and why we'd want to commit. I mean, we don't have all of our motives don't have to be like spiritual and deep. They can also be like, I want to be great at myself. I want to be a great version of myself. Listen to Giantess and some of the ones about the star energy, like star maps. Yeah, that's why we do it. So that's the work. That's the work this week. That's the suggestion. Make a commitment and stick to it. Thank you for listening to the Synchrosoma podcast. I'm Melissa Meter, and you can find me here each week with another journey into the known, the unknown, and the worlds in between. If you'd like to get in touch and find out more about what I do, coaching and courses, contact me at synchrosoma@gmail.com, and you can find me on Instagram at synchrosoma. See you next time. Organically grown on Podcast Farm.